Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Against all odds, you will win as you follow Him. As we look to the Lord our God, we have access to the perfect wisdom for our situation. Excuse me. Here we go. Say that again. As we follow God, we have access to our most perfect wisdom for our situation that will propel us forward in real time. The Lord is good. And sometimes the wisdom of God that comes causes me to, when I examine it, I see more, I see a greater side of life. It's designed to make you hungry for more. And it's good. I always say that I love hearing from God, and I do. But sometimes the answers that I receive is more than I expected. It's more than I thought would happen. And when He revealed what He's doing, it just causes me to want to do more for Him. So I started confessing that I will do all that's in His heart to make sure that I do it. See, if you can say it, you can do it. It's a true desire of mine to do all that's in His heart. And if I can say it, then I can do it. I'm more apt to follow through and receive and use the opportunities, every opportunity that God provides by His grace. The Lord our God leads us in love. Love is in His voice. Love is in all that He does. He has our best interest at heart. And the next step is always wonderful. And nothing with God is accidental. The information that He releases to us is designed to encourage us in love. And, you know, as I ended the last broadcast, we talked about how the wisdom of God will help you stay out of pride. The way He gives us information and the things He say, the way He puts it to us, He thought of all kind of ways to do the same thing. And He does it in the best way, so that we don't lose the ground that we've gained as we acted on our love. We only go forward in God as we operate in love. When love is the motive, it makes a lot of difference. Your faith works in the realm of love. As you learn from the Lord and dedicate yourself to do things in newness of life, you gain rapport with God, and He can trust you to do things in a greater way. And He can trust you with greater information. And it becomes more important not to deviate from the path of life. You know, in the babyhood stages, saints and tares look identical. Only when they're grown up, that's when they become noted for what they truly were, what they truly are. Now, with that in mind, just like some people turn out to be tares, some people are tares in the baby stages of Christianity because their heart has deviated. One way to know that your heart is still in right standards with God is your response to the Holy Spirit. The people of God have a longing to know God. And when they learn from the Lord, they rejoice. Tares not so much. They go where they're comfortable. And they like the world. And the world likes them. But when you do what's right and stand for what's right and go forward in life, in the ways of God, then you put the world in check. You put them on notice. You expose their secrets. Not that you're telling on them, but you expose them to them. When a man walks in light, anybody that loves darkness, he's exposed to himself. He wants to hide. And his response to the light is identical to his response to God. You know, Diotrephes didn't want John around because he wanted the preeminence. So if he didn't want John around, he didn't want Jesus around either. If he didn't want Jesus around, he didn't want God around. Those things can't be separated. The way we love man is the way we love God. And if we don't want his servants around, we don't want him either. But if we rejoice when the Lord sent people around to say things that we need, we want God around. We want Jesus around. Whenever people speak under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, under the anointing, I stop what I'm doing to listen to them. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, and I listen as much as I can, and then I think about it over time. And if the Holy Spirit convict me of something, I want to fix it. It's almost like a reflex. If I know the Lord wants me to do something, I try to jump to it. And the Lord, you know, he knows what's in our heart. We are obvious to God. Everything about us. So he knows how to relate things to us. And every step he reveals, it also, as we're faithful with it, we learn more than what we started out asking for. And there's so much to receive from our Father. He has so much to say, so much to contribute, and he wants to do it. He rejoices in you rejoicing in him. Believe me, the Lord knows the difference. He knows who loves him, and he knows who loves the world. And the Lord our God is just awesome. You know, now Santa Claus, they put man in a position to know who's naughty and nice. Only the Lord our God knows who's naughty and nice. And he knows how to reach people. And if they can be reached at all, he will do what he can to get them in the kingdom of God. And that's precisely what he's doing in current time. These are the very last days. He's about to return. Things are about to start heating up. You know, war is upon us. The kingdom of God is about to be altered. It's going to be changed. And the Lord is going to come back and take his people off the earth. And it's going to, for those who are left, it's not going to be good at all. It's going to be very bad. And the Lord knows, he's doing a mighty work to bring in those that he can. He's going to use people of faith to do it. Because he wants us to have our loved ones in heaven. And he wants our loved ones even more than we do. And the people we've been praying for, and it looked like they've gotten no better, or if it do look like they've gotten no better and they're hardening their heart even more, the Lord knows. And if he can save them, that's precisely what he's going to do. because he cares about each and every one of us individually. And sometimes we get upset at people because, you know, we feel like they shouldn't do what they should do, what they're doing. But nevertheless, if their heart is salvageable at all, God knows how to save it. And he has a plan in place, I'm certain of it. But those that won't listen to the warning and keep rebelling against him, it's not going to be like they think. But even though there's an urgency, we still have to enjoy our relationship with the Lord in order to be effective. Otherwise, we try to get people in the kingdom by our own strength, and it's inadequate. We still got to do it in his strength. We still got to use his wisdom. And the best way to do that is to enjoy his presence. Learn from him. Yield to him. Do it his way. Trust other people's lives with God's guidance. When God gives you something to do, do it with all your heart. Put your heart in it. And just like you trust the Lord, you learn to trust the Lord with your life. You also have to trust him with the lives of your loved ones, the life of your spouse and the lives of your children and your sisters and brothers and parents and friends. Even with our own growth, we pointed out how even personal growth is by the Holy Spirit. It's still not by might or power. It's not by the wit of your mind and the strength of your arms. Now, when we want to provide for our families, we use our physical strength and our mental capability to feed our children, clothe and house them. But when it comes to the work of God, getting people saved, we have to totally depend on him. We have to trust him. We have to do what he say do. It's our responsibility, but we can't do it without him. Because this church that God is building, the kingdom of God that he's building and putting together, that's by the Holy Spirit. You know, just like we made mention in the last broadcast, Father Abraham, all he wanted to do was be a good father. His goal in life was to have a wonderful family. And he loved God. And his wife was barren, couldn't bear children. And didn't bear children until he got to she was 90 years old. And he was almost 100. Now, what I'm saying is, when you trust the Lord with your life, you're going to end up better off. From the point of view you're at, you may not see it unless God revealed it to you. But over time, it's going to be apparent. It will be apparent that you followed God and God kept his word. And I love the Lord our God. I thank him for what he's doing. And I don't take his handiwork lightly. Now, I do these broadcasts at his guidance. He gives me the unction of what to say under the anointing. This is anointed speech. Because if you can look at him, you can walk on water, solve whatever problem you have, overcome the enemy in every way there is. You can kill all of the problems you want to kill. See, I don't believe in stopping a problem for now, so I have relief. You can fight that same battle till Jesus comes. Why not just kill the whole problem? And I learned to do that from the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want this in my life nowhere, and I don't want to be tempted with it. And I don't want it to ever be a desire of mine. And back then, I didn't know how to do it. I told the Lord, I don't know how to do it, but I want you to teach me how to do it. So I gave God a goal. I gave him something I wanted. I presented him with something that I wanted to happen. And I sought him about it. And I asked him questions. And when I felt like I needed to, I knocked. And I asked him to show me what to do. If I felt like I was in trouble, I prayed. And one day I just said, I'm going to learn this. And I even felt good when I said it because I said it in faith. And I didn't know how in the world I was going to learn it. I knew I asked the Lord and the door was open for me to learn it. So that's why many times when at random I just say, I will do all that's in God's heart. And I don't say it just to be saying it. I mean it. Every time I say that, I mean it fresh. So that I don't lend myself to any opportunity to quit. I want to see what's over the next hill. I want to see what's around the corner. I want to see what the Lord is getting at. And how he's, and what his next plan is. And it's always been good, so that's all I expect. I expect things to be good and greater and better. And then I get excited because I'm going to learn some knowledge I don't have. And that's fun. To know that you can decree something and it has to happen. And I watch God. I meditate on. I do His work. I do His business. Whatever He brings to my attention, I enjoy it. I learn it. I receive it. Speak it. Do it. And most nights before I go to sleep, just to see what the Lord would do, I ask Him, "Is there a scripture that you want to give me tonight?" Or what scripture should I read before I go to sleep? And you know I've learned so much from the Lord doing that. He'll give me a scripture. And sometimes He'll talk to me before I go to sleep. And one night He gave me a scripture. And I went to sleep meditating and He gave me a dream. I saw a dream of the past. And it was something to know. And I understood something about my enemy that I didn't know. God loves us. And He can show us things, but we have to yield. We have to be receptive. Sometimes people learn from the Lord and they're on the outside of courage. They don't have the courage they really need to have. So when the Lord speaks, they're almost ready to go hide. It's like they're dodging a new responsibility. But I learned to embrace it. Because this is really what we pray for. We want to be used of God. We want to be a blessing. But when He gives you something to do, don't go hide. Don't run from it. Don't change course. Don't stop learning. You may not be used to this kind of knowledge and wisdom, but if you judge it wrong, it's because you trust the world somewhere. And the reason I say that is, if the Lord gives you something, it's going to work. And if you don't see that it's going to work, then consider why you feel like something God is showing you won't work. Why are you judging something that God gave you as if it can't help you? What is the root reason? And when you examine it, it makes you think. In the Sunday school lesson about a year ago, or many months ago, the Lord had me to say something that if you ever feel reluctant, always ask yourself why. Because in God's house, He's given us, we're in the Father's house. Brother Horton always say we're in the Father's house, not the hog pen. If you listen to the Sunday school lessons, Fresh Start. And in the Father's house, He gave us good gifts. He gave us all nine fruits of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit. the Holy Spirit, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He gave us His Word, the fivefold ministry. I mean, it don't stop. He gives us all the information we can receive. He does it in a way that's just awesomely classic. And then He calls us to do a work that we can't even fathom. So why be reluctant? Why see yourself as a failure? Why feel like you can't? Some things you're not even expected to know yet. But why not learn those things? We can learn them. And it's wonderful when we do learn them. The only thing that's going to happen is He's going to show us a greater way to do something, and it's going to work out. There's nothing to fear. You don't have to run hide. You don't have to be afraid of change. But as we go forward in the Lord, I promise you, it's going to be good. And you're going to love it. All that God is doing is working. Everything He has, every plan He has, everything He has in mind contributes to part of His handiwork. And it's well organized. So the more we trust Him, the greater we can do in this life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life this day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.